You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day. The BJP on Tuesday ruled out any change in its leadership in Maharashtra after its poor showing in the Lok Sabha elections and asserted that it is working on a blueprint for the Shiv Sena BJP NCP coalition to emerge victorious in the assembly polls due later this year. The decision was taken at the Maharashtra BJP's core group meeting with party president JP Nadda and Union Home Minister Amit Shah. There will be no change in leadership in Maharashtra, Union Minister Piyush Goyal told reporters at the BJP headquarters. The leaders discussed the strategy to ensure the re-election of the Mahayuti alliance in the upcoming assembly elections, Goyal said. Senior BJP leaders B.L. Santosh, Bhupender Yadav, Ashwini Vaishnav, State BJP leader Chandrasekhar Bavankule, Sudhir Mungantiwar, Chandrakant Patil, Pankaja Munde, Rosaheb Danwe, and Vinod Tavde, among others, attended the meeting. 41 airports, including Varanasi, Chennai, Patna, and Jaipur, received bomb threat emails on Tuesday, prompting authorities to scramble contingency measures and carry out anti-sabotage checks that lasted hours, and each of them was found to be a hoax, official sources said. Security was beefed up as agencies swept the airport terminals after the emails were received around 12:40 p.m. from the ID exhumedu888@gmail.com. The airports in Varanasi, Chennai, Patna, Nagpur, Jaipur, Vadodara, Coimbatore and Jabalpur were among those that received the hoax threats. Prime Minister Narendra Modi was in his parliamentary constituency of Varanasi on Tuesday, the first time after the Lok Sabha poll results were declared on 4 June. Russian President Vladimir Putin and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will meet Wednesday in Pyongyang for a summit where they are widely expected to discuss ways to boost sanctions-busting military ties. Kim greeted Putin at the airport, with the two internationally isolated leaders hugging on the red carpet, photographs in North Korean state media showed, underscoring the increasingly close relationship that has sparked concern in Seoul and Washington. It is Putin's first trip to North Korea since 2000 and comes as Western countries accuse Kim of supplying arms to historic ally Russia for use in Ukraine in violation of UN sanctions on both countries, allegations Moscow and Pyongyang have officially denied. Kim was shown standing on the red carpet waiting for Putin to emerge from his private plane in the wee hours before escorting the Russian leader to his waiting car. New Zealand batter Kane Williamson declined the central contract for the 2024-25 year but emphasised his long-term commitment to the Black Caps. New Zealand Cricket on Wednesday released a statement to confirm that the veteran batter opted out of the central contract for the 2024-25 season. Speculations were building around Williamson's future after New Zealand suffered a heartbreak following an early exit in the ongoing T20 World Cup. With 358 appearances for the Kiwis in his decorated career, the 33-year-old opted out of the contract list and white ball captaincy in a bid to extend his international career. Kakuda, featuring Sonakshi Sinha, Ritesh Deshmukh and Sadib Saleem, will have a direct-to-digital premiere on Zee5, the platform announced on Tuesday. The movie is directed by Aditya Sarpotdar, whose horror comedy, Munja, is running successfully in theatres. Also a horror comedy, Kakuda, is set in the village of Ratodi in Uttar Pradesh's Mathura district. It is produced by Ronnie Skruvala's banner RSVP. Manish Kalra, Chief Business Officer at Zee5 India, said Zee5 is venturing into the realm of horror comedy with its original film, Kakuda.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.